Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Russian and U.S. officials have traded accusations over their respective policies in Afghanistan, pointing fingers of blame at each other. At Moscow, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov expressed regret that the main focus of President Trump's new Afghanistan strategy is regulation by methods of force. Asked for a response by VOA, a senior U.S. administration official said the president put forward is a non-military only strategy. There is no strong diplomatic element, even economic element to the strategy. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis has been in Ukraine, where he said that Russia is seeking to redraw international borders by force. Speaking alongside Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko, Mattis delved into the possibility of the U.S. sending lethal weapons to Ukraine.
On the defensive lethal weapons, we are actively reviewing it. I will go back now, having seen the current situation, and be able to inform the Secretary of State and the President in very specific terms what I recommend for the direction ahead.
When asked whether Russia might see such a move as a threat, Mattis responded, defensive weapons are not provocative unless you are an aggressor. Thailand's Supreme Court said today it is issuing an arrest warrant for former Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat after she did not appear in court to hear the verdict in a negligence case against her. Her lawyer said that she was too sick to attend. Yingluck, who has pleaded not guilty to charges linked to a rice subsidy scheme for farmers, was ousted by a military coup in 2014. This is VOA News.